KSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher will not run for a fifth term in office.
And comes after Gallagher's vote last week opposing the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the impacts of illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. The margin fell just one vote shy, with Gallagher as one of just three Republicans who voted nay. Gallagher is a former U.S. Marine who grew up in Green Bay and has been chairing a House Select Committee investigating the Chinese government's threat to the U.S. George Williams reporting.
Former President Donald Trump reacting to the decision by a special counsel to not charge President Biden in a classified documents case. That follows the release of Special Prosecutor Robert Hur's report that questioned Biden's memory. He did clear Biden of criminal charges despite finding evidence the president willfully retained and shared highly classified information as a private citizen. Also, at srnnews.com, a major recall in the wake of a deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
And the items could be part of a Super Bowl Sunday party menu. Seven-layer bean dip, chicken enchiladas, cilantro salad dressing, and taco kits sold at Costco, Trader Joe's, and Albertsons are part of the growing recalls of products made by Rizzo Lopez Foods. Federal health officials advised to throw away any affected products and thoroughly clean surfaces the food may have touched. They're also urging checking the FDA's table of recalled foods. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Hungary's President Katalin Novak resigning amid public outcry over a pardon she granted to a man convicted as an accomplice in a child sexual abuse case. The decision has unleashed an unprecedented political scandal for the government there. This is SRN News. Well, Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians of the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers there. International Christian Concern says religious freedom there is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates that Islam is the state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of the Sunni Islam. This is SRN News. Well, a diplomatic rift between Ecuador and Russia appears to be intensifying after the European power decided to ban some imports of bananas from Ecuador.
The two countries have been at loggerheads after Ecuador decided to transfer some of its old Russian military equipment to the United States. In exchange, the U.S. gave Ecuador $200 million in new military gear to fight the drug gangs that have been terrorizing the country. A Russian federal agency has announced it's banning imports from five Ecuadorian banana companies, claiming that a disease had been found in previous shipments of their fruits.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Wall Street figures for Friday. The Dow was off 54 points. S&P 500 up 28 for the day, closing above the 5,000 mark for the first time. More details at srnnews.com.